Y'all know I'm trying so faithfully to share from the portion of Scripture that we've read for the day. Well, today, May 23rd, the titles for the reading is The Chest of God is Taken. Glory is exiled from Israel. Threatened with mass death. Gold and tumors and rats. Jesus, help me. So then instead of a psalm following that, we have a proverb. And I looked at the first verse and I said, I looked all the way through all 14 verses and I found one to give us a little start. It's verse 9. It says, just as lotions and fragrance give sensual delight, a sweet friendship refreshes the soul. And I thought, wow, baby, that is timely. A sweet friendship with Jesus refreshes our soul.
That's right.
Any minute, any time of the day, we are refreshed by that. And honest to goodness, as we sit at our computers, as we read the news on the computer, as we see what's happening in our country, just looking at what's happening in our country, our souls do not get refreshed, right? They go down. My gracious, what is happening? Not only in the United States of America, but in the whole world. Oh, my beloved Greece is going down the skids, right? Amen. Greece is, woo! I love Greece. Greece is a beautiful place to go and visit. It is just beautiful. But, man, terrible things are happening. That does not refresh my soul. But Jesus and my friendship with his does. Which led me to guess what verse? Can you, anybody have a clue? Anybody? Just a little clue. Could we bounce right over then to Psalm 73, verse 8? My friendship, when the world's going dark, when relationships turn upside down, but as for me, I get as close to him as I can. I have chosen him, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful ways he rescues me. Nancy, you're sitting beaming. You've heard me say that for how many, 40 years? I think so, since the Living Bible came out, the very first Living Bible. This is from the old Living Bible translation, not the New Living. The New Living doesn't say it right, but this one does. Let's stand this morning and let's say this verse together, knowing as we worship him this morning, as we worship him, guess what we're doing? We're getting as close to him as we can, and we are refreshing our souls. Our souls are being refreshed by that precious relationship with him, and we are giving him pleasure. How many want to give God pleasure today, huh? Bill William Fuller, put your hand up. You want to give God pleasure, right? See, you may, when I say put your hand up, I'll call on you if you don't. Amen. Let's say it together. But as for me, I get as close to him as I can. I have chosen him, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful ways he rescues me.